Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Leli thuba ngibonge uthando nokawande obesipha indaba zolimi lwesishona lingalivuka njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlazi ku 18 lwezi 2022 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, amapholisa athi abophe abasolwa ababili eBindura abetheswa icala lokudlwengula umntwana oleminyaka esithiyangalombili 8 wazithwala. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eMthwakazi diaspora ithi luqhubeka kuhle uhlelo lwayo lokudingela ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change imali yokusebenzisa nxa likhankasela ukhetho ngenyanga ezayo olwama-by-elections eBinga.
Abantu bayabuya ngobuningi babo, bayaphathisa kakhulu. Sithemba ukuthi kuzanika idlabuzane kulaba abakhankasela ibandla le-CCC.
Umncintiswano wenguqu oweFIFA World Cup 2022 uqala ngesonto elizweni laseQatar. Sinengxoxo lentshantshu zalumdlalo ezeZimbabwe.
Ngidlalela Aston Villa UK English Premiership. Nge World Cup ngizabe ngisupporta iArgentina. Mbona ngani iqembu ngani ha liqinile so far.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Amapolisa athi abophe abasolwa ababili eBindura abetheswa icala lokudlwengula umntwana oleminyaka esithiyagalombili 8 wazithwala. Odokotela babikwa besithi usane lukantombazana lo aluhlalanga kuhle esiswini okuthiwa yibridge ngesilungu. Umbiko lo uza ngesikhathi uZulu ecunukile kakhulu ngodaba lomntwanyana oleminyaka efanayo wadlwengulwayo laye obelethe ngeviki edluleyo kobulawayo. Kulomunye njalo ntombazana oleminyaka elithumi lasikhombisa 17 obhubhe ngemva kokubeletha amawele wobulawayo kunsuku ezedluleyo. Oyibindura lo ubikwa ehanjiswe esibhedlela ngababalisi bakhe bebona isisu sikhukhumele, wayahlolwa kwasokubonakala ukuthi ulesisu esesile nyanga ezintathu kuphela ukuthi abelethe. Isikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi wazise izolo ukuthi babophe abesilisa ababili abalinganayo abaleminyaka yokuzalwa elithumi lasikhombisa. Izehlakalo zokudlwengulwa kwabantwana elizweni sezibhahe kakhulu. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana labantwana iWomen of Zimbabwe Arise iWoza unkosazana Makodonga Mahlangu.
Udaba lomdlengulo abantwana lwandile kakhulukazi kulalokhu esikubonayo, esikubona kulutshana kakhulu. Kungani ngitsho njalo? Ngoba thina njengenhlanganiso yeHoza senelisile ukuthi khona siyenze iquestionnaire ade kuza ngo-2020 ukuthi abantwana lockdown ayiphathe kanjani. Abantwana bathe bahlangana lokuhlukunyezwa kwamacansini kakhulu ngesikhathi se-lockdown ezimbini, kuhlobo nakumakhelwane nakumasikati groups laba abasada khona bevota, kuba la bantu abadala ababa-ofa izindlu bethethi nabadlengi lawa masikati groups nalawa. So esikubonayo singathi yikwengula kwalokhu ucwaningo esilengileyo njengehoze lisengisa ukuthi khona abantwana bayahlukunyezwa kakhulukazi ngokwamacansini. Ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantu baqeda isikhathi ngenxa yohlupho le okungamukithwe kwezomnotho. Abazali bayasabalala, bayedinga ukudla, bayedinga indlela zokuziphisa nesikhathi abantwana basala ebota. Kuwesiyalo edukela amanzi, udubo lamazi ekhangela ukuthi amantwana abangamantombazane kahle kunyeke kakhulu ekanteni khonapho nxa befuna ukuthethela ama-favors okuthola amanzi into ekwenza abantwana bahlukumezeka kakhulu kobulawayo bengaphandeni lapho babekhala ngisemping ukuthi ona sebehlala bebodwa emakhaya abazali bahamba bayeyekeka baye ngathi ngathi zama ukudinga imali so abantwa bethu bakhethi basengozini baya-expose kakhulu kwindaba zokuhlukumeza kwamacansini
abadlwenguli ngokwazi kwenu mahlango kumbe ngokuzwa kwenu ikakhulu kuphenyo othi lalwenza abadlwenguli laba izihlobo kumbe ngabantu nje
abadlwenguli kakhulukazi abaphongathi ngocwaningo salenza lakhe athole ukuthi wona about 65% abantwana babesibadlwengulwa ngikhaya ngabantu abahlobane nabo then another 25% babekhuluma ngokuthi lapho abakha khona amanzi abathunywa khona ezitolo besiyalanyela empuphu kumbe ngaphingaphi lapho kule okuhlangana khona umphakathi kwakuhlangana khona nokudlwengula lokho then another 5% yakhuluma nje ukuthi hhayi ngomakhelwane khonapho esigabeni nje kuyathi iyatholakala but iningi langikhona into enzakala ngekhaya ngobomama bayathika bakakhulukazi-ke behambele siyadinga ukuthi bayathengisa bazeesebayele kwenzekale lokho nalokho lokunye futhi esalinanzelelayo kwaba about 3% yakhuluma ngokuthi khona nxa kuleyomfa ngekhaya kho badlwengulwa khona sikhangele sonke sesikhala kusela mntu ekhangele uthawuta lelo kube leyomfa sezithiwa mna sengithwala ikhomba samthi ngihamba sezithiya abantwana bebodwa lithuba lokudlwengulwa khona lokho
lo-ke ngunkosazana Magodonga Mahlangu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Women of Zimbabwe Arise kumbe iWoza ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eMthwakazi Diaspora ithi lweqhubeka kuhle uhlelo lwayo lokudingela ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change imali yokusebenzisa nxa likhankasela ukhetho luzaqutshwa ngenyanga ezayo olwama-by-elections kuma-ward ayisithupha eBinga. Izikhundla lezi zadalwa yikuxotshwa umsebenzi kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC ngele-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora, yena othi abaxotshwayo bathola lezi izihlalo bese sekubandla lakhe. Olunye njalo ukhetho lwama-by-election luzaqutshwa kuma-ward amathathu eVictoria Falls leyodwa eGweru. Lukhetho lokugcina kuwonalo umnyaka njengoba inhlanganiso ebona ngalomsebenzi yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission yathi akusela zikhundla ezizagcwaliswa ezivuleke ngemva kwelanga lakuqala kunyanga yonale ekaLwezi. Ukuze sizwe ngomkhankaso weBinga usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele unkosazana nokuthula Gwebu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeMthwakazi Diaspora Forum.
Okwamanje sikhuthaza uZulu kuma-Twitter Spaces ukuba batshaye imali ezancedisa izigaba zeBinga ezilokhetho lwe-by-election ngo-3 December. Izigaba zeBinga ezilokhetho ngu-Ward 6, Ward 8, Ward 10, Ward 15, Ward 20, lo-Ward 23. Sikhulumisana njalo sixoxa labaphathi bephalamende bebandla le-CCC ukuba babe ngama-guest speakers kuma-Twitter Spaces ukwenzela ukuthi abalandeli baze bazotshaya imali. Njalo sixoxisana labanye abalezikhundla eziphezulu kubandla le-CCC sibanxusa ukuba labo babe ngama-guest speakers sisebenzelana ndawonye ukusiza iBinga kuma-by-elections ngokwemali efunakalayo kubancedisa ngama-campaign materials.
Liqhuba kuhle yini umsebenzi? Sabona ukuthi lapho elalisebenza khona eMathabeleland South waphetha kulodlakela. Abantu babuya ngobuningi babo kumbe abasaluthembi ukhetho yini?
Abantu bayabuya ngobuningi babo bayaphathisa kakhulu sithemba ukuthi kuzanika idlabuzane kulaba abakhankasela ibandla le-CCC ebhinga kuma-by-elections. Izinhlelo zonke ebesizenza ezokutshaya imali sincedisa abebhinga CCC ibandla le-CCC ziyaphumelela kakhulu ukuze sibancede ngama-campaign materials afunakalayo.
Lisuka lapha liyangaphi? Njalo owena umkhankaso ngokudinga imali kuphela kumbe kukhona okunye elikwenzayo ukuthuthukisa umthwakazi?
Lo lukhetho olwebhinga olwama-by-elections ilukhetho lokugcina lwalo umnyaka. Kusuka lapho siyabe sesikhangelele ukhetho olukhulu olwama-elections ka-2023. Sizabe sesisebenza ngokuncedisana lebandla le-CCC lapha esizabe sifunakala ukuthi sincedise khona. Okwalumnyaka yikho kade sisebenza khona. Kukhona okuningi esibancedisa ngakho, kodwa ikakhulukazi besincedisa ngokusiza kuma-by-elections ezigabeni zeMatabeleland South leMatabeleland North. Zonke inhlelo zethu zokudinga imali kubhinga beziphumelela, njalo labantu bebebuya abazange bakhathale ngokubuyela emuva langokuthi bangabi lethemba ngohlelo lokukhethwa. Abantu bayeza ngobuningi babo balethemba kakhulu kubandla le-CCC.
Lo ke ngunkosazana Nokuthula Gwebu, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yemthwakazi Diaspora Forum, obexoxa ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 esebhilitane. Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-Herald lilodaba lokuthi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Bhilitane uWilliam Chinyanga utholakale elecala lokutshotshozela udlame eZimbabwe ngemva kokusakaza ebulenjini beFacebook ukuthi ilizwe libhonjwe. UChinyanga ulakho ukuvalelwa ejele okweminyaka elithumi, kutsho leli phephandaba. Iphephandaba le-Chronicle lilodaba lokuthi umanisipala walelo dolobho elakobulawayo usezabutha izibi enzikini yedolobho ebusuku. Kodwa leli phephandaba lithi emalokitshini umanisipala uzaqhubeka ebutha izibi emini ngesikhathi esivele sihleliwe. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilithiya ezandleni zenu linabalaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Sabona Studio 7, nelami igama ngu-Ado Shaba. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, sibonga kakhulu ikakhulu izinhlelo lisipha zona. Indaba engithanda ukukhuluma ngayo ile ndaba ye-MDC yabo Witness Duba bathi ye uMonzora wathi uMonzora asila ndaba naye, akayenze le nto abayenzayo njengamanje njengento ebaziweyo ebazwe yi-ZANU PF. Asila ndaba lakho lokho, ngoba isikhathi sakhona esileza neunyaka ukuthi singene ku-2023 election. Siyakwazi ukuthi labana abantu ababhusta ngabo ngokuthi ngabe MTC Alliance bakhethwa yithi thina abantu, njalo siyakwazi thina abantu esibafunayo. Kuzogedla kuzoba lokukhala lokugedla kwamazinyo kwi-election ebuyayo lapha. Hhayi, phinde kubuye ngibuye endabeni le yokuthi uGeorge Charamba laye uzothi umnangagwa ngomnikazi womhlaba. La bantu bangafuni kuthatha umnangagwa bemenzenye into. Umnangagwa kuyena uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu ngumnikazi womhlaba. Angasitshele ukuthi umhlaba ngokamnangagwa. Lo muntu delela kahle akahloniphi abantu bezimbabwe, asihloniphi singabantu bezimbabwe kahle.
Studio 7, vuka njani labalaleli bonke, siyabonga umsebenzi omuhle. Hayi, bengithi indlulise lo myalezo ukuthi abantu ma besize ekhaya ezilongeze kungakavalwa ukurejista ukuvota, abantu abahambe bayirejista ukuvota. Sicela lerejista ukuvota kwenzela ukuthi sizame next year ukuthi silungise ilizwe ngokuvota, ngoba ukuvota lilungelo lomuntu wonke. Ukuvota yindlela yokukhuluma indlela yokukhuluma elizweni ukuthi ufuna ilizwe liphathwe ngubani. Njalo ayikho enye indlela yokutshintsha izinto elizweni ngaphandle kokuvota. Singakwenza konke, singakhuluma konke, kodwa ezilongezi singavoti sifala abantu abadlalayo. Into engasisiza ukuthi siyevota ubuningi bethu yindlela kuphela engasisiza ukuthi noma bezama ukurika kube hlulu ukurika lokho, ngoba manje izinto sezijintshile kusafana neminyaka le edlulileyo ukuthi lokungela social media. I-social media isiveza into eziningi ezinye ezicatshileyo. So abantu asingalahli ithemba, sibuye ngobuningi bethu siyerejista ukuvota. Next year kufanele ukuthi senze umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu ukuthi kuyevotwa, abantu bevote ngobuningi babo. Sivote sikhiphe lababulali laba izalupiefu, sibebulele ilizwe, bababulala abantu, bayenza yonke into ongahle uyicabange. Bezama ukuzivikela ukuthi behlale besidla labantu babo bephila ngcono, abanye abantu behlupheka. Ngiyabonga msakazi.
Njani njalo Studio Safe. Hayi, ngilingelele futhi njalo. Elizweni laseZimbabwe kahle kahle noma thina abanye singasibo balandeli bantu beZimbabwe, komthwakazi sokunabantu abangani ukuthi amakhanda abasebenzi kahle kahle. Ma ngaba nilalelisisa kahle inkulumo kaWitness Dube esithi amazwe wonke alo muntu onguye omkhulu ohola amabandla aphikisayo, uchaza ukuthini ma esithi uhulumende kufanele anikeze lowo muntu imoda la yonke into le yamnikayo? Mina ngikhuluma nje ngiseSouth Africa ePitori, angikaze ngikuze ngisho lasenyuzini ukuthi kulo muntu oholiswa yi-ANC onguye ohola ama-opposition parties. Angikaze ngikuze ezinyuzini, angazi kube noma kuyangikhutha noma ime engingakwaziyo. Uma uzaba kuwukuthi wena ungomkhulu wama-opposition, ukuba wena uhola iqembu elilo elibusayo elisephalamende, kuyilo elikunikeza yonke into, uhola njani, uphikisana njani lebandla elibusayo kuyilo elikuholisayo elikunika yonke into? Hayi, lapho ngicela lingibuze lingicacisele kahle ukuthi ngaba kuhamba njani. Yimi futhi engingafuna ukwaziwa engikhulumayo kona lapha. Ngiyabonga.
Studio 7 injani lonke. Mina ngikhuluma ngingumantsheza ngibuya eLupani esigabeni sasePupu. Ngithi ngiye ngincedise abantu abangaziyo ngezano PF ukuthi isebenza kanjani. Mali sakhumbula kahle uJonathan Moyo wake ngilanga waba lokuyiphathi kwakhe, warobha abantu, wakhipha amathambo. Abantu ababulawa igugurawundi, abantu bathi hayi nangu umuntu esimfunayo. Wathi eqeda lapho wathatha amavoti wayafaka kuZanu. Manje nangu futhi ebengathi usola iZanu sebuye la futhi kuZanu. Mina kungethusi khona lokho, ngoba vele yindlela abasebenza ngayo. Abantu beZimbabwe alike libe yazi ukuthi iZanu ngabantu abangalaqinisa. Kanti njalo kunye futhi iZanu yona ayizibuzi ngani ukuthi kanti ihlalisa ithi abantu baseZimbabwe bathengisa ilizwe. Kambe abantu ilizwe labo bayebelithengiselani? Alike lizibuzi ukuthi lithi abantu iZanu bayayizonda, kambe bayizondelani? Bayizondela izenzo zabo. iZanu ungayibhekisisa kahle. Lokhe yabakhona ifonya kumbe abo 1963 ayizange yaba yiphathi esebenzela abantu, ngabantu abasebenzela izisu zabo. Futhi shame ngabogawule ke labo Malani ke labo kumbe labo Chuma akuwesi ke lapho.
Siyabingelela emsakazweni, siyabonga umsebenzi elisiphathela wona. Sibingelela abalaleli bomsakazo. Hayi, ngithanda nje ukuphawula nge-MDC le kaDouglas Monzora ukuthi uMonzora nje yena akajabulele khonoko okuphiwe iZanu kwamanje, ngoba isikhathi sakhe sokugcina manje sokudla. Labo bonke MP bakhe labo bakhulunywa nguyilo spokesman wabe sithi bangu-68 bayilide yeopposition badla kokugcina abajayive ingungu yabo, kodwa siyadabuka manje. Next year bazawube ngekho, uzabe unganamntu owaziyo ukuthi bake babakhona kubo. Abahle bedla imali ezanu, benamathela lezanu, bevele behle bejoyine izanu, bebe izanu nje straight, ngoba ngeke baphinde baresiste. Next year siyabe sile CCC yona le abacabanga ukuthi yini i-opposition ehamba labantu, ekugcineni kuyokugcina yona vele. Laba aba-MDC kaMonzora bayizanu vele, ngoba funa ukudla yonke into elizwiwe nyabo, bekhulumela iZanu, besapoti iZanu. Kanti iZanu iyenza konke okubi ongakucabanga empilweni. As long wena funa ubedle behlale bebusa, bayabopha abantu bafake emajele bengabakhiphe, bayabaphula izandla, bababulala, babanyamalalisa. Since 1980 besese le opposition eyayingeyePM saphuleka ekaJoshua Nkomo, babulala abantu bakaJoshua Nkomo abangaki, babulalela ukuthi yini babaphikisa. Bazobulala abantu abangaki abakaTswangirai esahamba la MTC ababe babulalela ukuthi yini ababaphikisa. Namhlanje sebebulala laba bakachamisa CCC. Kade izani ibulala abantu ukuthi yini beyiphikisa. So akusimangalisi. Laba oDouglas Monzora bayizano nje. Akulamuntu abangamkhohlisa. UDouglas Monzora i-agent ezano yawo Jonathan Moyo. Abahlangane bebeyizano bengatshoni besitshele bayi-opposer bayenzani. I-CCC kodwa yona kuyogcina yona kuphela kumnyaka ozayo. Ezilongo bayinika i-chance ukuthi kube le-election nje ukuthi abantu benze ukhetho omthandayo. Akulamuntu. Ngisho lesiphofu siyabona ukuthi umoya uyavungoza i-opposition yiyo ephethe ukuthula lokuhola abantu kunoqotho okwe-CCC eholwa u-Essentialist yabo.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Lawo bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp inombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kolunye udaba, umnumzana Job Sikhala, umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo webandla le-CCC, enjalo emela iSt Mary's eChitungwiza, ukhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi kwedale lamhlanje ethoniswa ukuthi anikwe na ixesha lokuthi akhuphe imali ye-bail ukuze asuke entolongweni lapho asevalelwe okwenyanga ezedlula eziyisithupha. Sizalazisa ukuthi kuyahamba njani. Kwezemelika, obengusomlomo wedalele The House kwelemelika unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi usesuke kulesi sikhundla kulandela ukunqoba kwebandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lwe-The House. Ibandla lama-Democrats libikwa lizakhetha onsundu umnumzana Hakeem Jeffries ukuthi abe nguye umsekeli kasomlomo wedale. Sixoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngodaba lwamabandla womabili ama-Democrats lama-Republicans.
Mina angivumelani lalezo ngcwethi ezicungula ezombusazwe kumbe ezikhangela ezedemokrasi. Kuqakathekile ukuthi i-Democratic Party ikhulume ngedemokrasi ngoba nxa sikhangele i-Democratic Party imelele oluningi. Nxa abantu sebezavalelwa ukuthi bavote kumbe bavalelwe ukuthi benze ama-choices abo, i-Democratic Party ingathula ilandele ama-Republicans, ingakhulumi ukuthi ama-Republicans kabayeyele into enqabela i-democrasi. Kuyabe sokuyinto embi leyo. Singananzelela ukuthi nxa sikhangelele ama-party womabili, kule ndlela leyani ukuthi uyabona sobala obala ukuthi i-Democratic Party imelene, i-Republican Party imelene. Esikhathini esiningi i-Republican Party khangele umuntu, labaswelayo, labahluphekileyo, labafuna i-representation, abangeke bazikhulumela, abangelazimali zokuzenzela izinto. Ama-Republicans amelele abanothileyo, labanelisa ukuzenzela izinto. So ofuna ukukhulunyelwa ngubani? Ngongela imali, ngongelazi izinto zangkhona. Kuqakathekile ukuthi ama-Democrats akhulume ngani ngedemokrasi. Ngoba nxa i-democracy ingalahleki e-America, nxa sesithi thina kulungile ukuthi abantu bahambe nxa bengajabulelanga ukuthi uhulumende ubusa njani, bathwala induku lezikhali bayibhidliza izinto zikahulumende kumbe babhidlise indlela uhulumende ayenza ngayo izinto. Njengalokhwana okwenzakala e-Congress ngesikhathi sama-election ngo-January 6. Kungeza ke kulunge ukuthi abantu bangakhulumi ngakho ngoba into eluhlazo. Ngoba ama-Democrats angekele ukukhuluma ngakho baza kuphinda bakuphinde. Sizagcina sesibusana ngenduku, sesingasabusani ngomthetho. Ongela induku engasakhulumi ukukhuluma abalenduku ngoba bachaya. Hayi, mina lokho okwabezingcwichi zakhona lezo kuyadepend ukuthi bona bakhuluma beseceleni likabani. Nxa beseceleni lika-Trump baza kuthi khona ama-Democrats kubi ukuthi batshela ama-Republicans. Kodwa bakhona lama-Republicans labo abakhulumela ngaphakathi abayisa uTrump abafuna i-democracy. I-democracy ifunwa ngumuntu wonke.
Hello ke ngonkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwelemelika ubekhuluma icingweni le-Studio 7 eseSeattle eWashington State.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup eQatar 2022. lalela umsakazo we-VOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo ngokugcweleyo. Siyabe sixoxa labadlali abachiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi labathakazelela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalemidlalo suku ngosuku. Lakho konke okwenzakalayo umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Siyani indlebe kumsakazo we-VOA Studio 7. Lizwe izindaba zemidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 kusukela mhlaka 20 kuLwezi kuze kuyefika mhlaka 18 ngoMpalakazi. Asikholiseni imidlalo yenguqu FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar sisonke.
Yebo ke ntunga sisonke, umncintiswano wenguqu okudinga intshantshu yezizwe zomhlaba oyiFIFA World Cup 2022 uqala ngesonto elizweni laseQatar. Amaqembu ezenguqu amazwe omhlaba ajiyeneyo angamachumi amathathu lambili 32 ayengqikilana kudingwa intshantshu ekhangelelwe ukuthathwa ke isicoco mhlaka 18 Mpalakazi kugqitshwa imidlalo le. U-Ezra Chisasbanda we-Studio 7 ukhulume labanye abadlali benguqu abalodumo abadlalela iqembu lesizwe elama-Warriors.
Imidlalo yezizwe zomhlaba eFIFA World Cup ikhangelelwe ngabantu abaningi emhlabeni wonke jikelele, kunye nabadlali benguqu labo balawo amaqembu abawasekelayo. Asizweni ukuthi umdlalo olodumo odlala ama-Warriors uMarvelous Nakamba osedlala eBrithani, yena usekela liphi iqembu?
Ngidlalela Aston Villa UK English Premiership. Ngiye World Cup ngizabe ngisupporta i-Argentina. Mbona ngani iqembu ngani liqinile so far, but akhona amanye ama-teams also like are strong. But for me, I think seven supporter Argentina yembona ngana vale good chance to leave the cup, World Cup in Qatar.
Owake wahola iqembu le Highlanders leqembu lesizwe labafana abaleminyaka ngaphansi kwamajuma amabili lantathu 23 kunye lelesizwe lama Warriors ngasikhathi sinye. Uthulani buyancube yena uthini?
I mean I think it World Cup this year, I think it's between Brazil and Argentina. I think those are the two teams I think they can win it, but kungaba lama surprises. But for me, I'm going with those two, Brazil or Argentina, and I want Messi to win it before he retires.
Agent Ajira Sau laye odlala iqembu leZimbabwe sendlela ama-Warriors iDream Team yayiqeqeshwa ngumunye uRenard Fabish. Uthi amaqembu amaningi kulemncintiswane sethuthukile kakhulu kwezemidlalo yenguqu.
Kunzima, ubona ngathi in terms of i-competition ama-countries amaningi sayimprova in terms of ibhola. Like we said, ukuthi competition kathi isi-difference kayisekho nkulu kangako. But
amazo sayimprova.
Sayimprova kakhulu. Lapha sithandazela osifisela iArgentina for a case ka wani ekanela no Messi. He has won everything in football, except in iloko sa World Cup. I'm sure his colleagues, his teammates, even in Argentina, they are praying for Messi.
Kukanti u-Alexander Maseko the cool ruler odlala iqembu le-Highlanders captain adelele Sundowns kunye leqembu lama-Warriors uhamba labafana be-Samba Stars.
Indaba ye-World Cup, I'm thinking on my side as much as I want ama-African countries ukuthi aphumelele. That's my first choice, but I'm looking forward for i-Brazil to reach the finals. Yeah, let's hope they will, but I really want ama-African countries to go further until ima-final.
Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yenguqu ye-Cameroon Football Association wayengumdlalo olo Dumo Samuel Eto'o uthi iqembu lakhe leCameroon liyathatha inkezo le. Amazwi akhe aphikiswa ngumdlali weZimbabwe odlalela wabuya waqeqesha iqembu leHighlanders wadlala njalo kuDream Team. UMatinda Khathazile Ndlovu.
Uyabona njani? Awuvele ngathwaba kule Zimbabwe ukuthi be saying iZimbabwe nawe because ngamaZimbabwe.
Yeah.
I think uyakhuluma because ngumCameroon, yeah? But I think iMorocco is much more stronger than iCameroon. Ngingazi umbono wami. But again, anything can happen. Yes. Anything can happen. We are not saying what gonna cause Lionel Messi or we need to. It's less piece of not gonna Lionel Messi or win something.
Kulokusola ukuthi kungani ilimncintiswano ye World Cup yahanjiswa elizweni elingasola ibhola leQatar. Njalo ke kuthisa kwamagama. UMatinda uthi World Cup ibhoda ngamazwe omhlaba, ngakho ke abantu bangasoli.
Ubhlatha la into yasola ukuthi twani bamsi World Cup eSouth Africa. Kwasula sesizo umuntu esola abanye abantu hayi. Is ibuvamile lo. Ningazi libu eAfrica kona kuyachisa la kuAfrica. So ibhola ladlala anywhere. It doesn't regardless of where. Idlala anywhere. Ngibona ngani kula maningi amakhadi zeAfrica angakwani ukuthi host i-World Cup la. As long as kule grant lapha singakwani ukuthi kuna same problem ama.
Umncintiswano weFIFA World Cup uvame ukuqhutshwa ngenyanga kaNhlangulo noNtulikazi. Kodwa umdlalo yalonyaka idlalwa ngalesi sikhathi ngoba kubalekelwa ukuchisa ukuba khona phakathi komnyaka elizweni leQatar okuyilwe liqoqa imidlalo. Ngimele Studio 7 igama namu Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Siyabonga Chisa, igama lami nguChris Gande, asidibaneni njalo ngomvulo ekuseni isikhathi sinye. Libele.